Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Wilmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
No, not oh baby. I'm gonna do what my wife does to the baby in the morning. Good morning. Good morning.
It's morning roast in your cup.
Good morning.
Is that what she says?
Good for you.
Yeah, she does his voice to the baby. Good morning. I'm like, you never do that for me. Put the dogs out to the potty.
Damn. Trying to think, when I say good morning to baby Chaz,
change the diaper, genie.
you do a certain, and it's different for boys versus girls if you ever have a boy, Monte, but there, every time I get home, hey baby girl, every single time. Aww. You have to just do it. Come on,
my baby, mm-hmm. baby, give him a little fat kiss on the cheek.
I thought you were going to go my baby back ribs. I thought you were going to bust out into that, my baby back, baby
I'd go
back,
for some
baby
ribs
back
right now.
You know, Chef Tyler from Miller Lux sent me this video.
Okay.
Where's Paso Robles at?
Paso Robles is in South?
South? How far?
I think it's between here and San Luis Obispo. I could be wrong.
Dude.
Is that correct? I could be wrong.
Dude, Chef Tyler's got like...
It's off the top of my head.
It's like this barbecue festival.
Okay.
And we want to talk about barbecue. It's happening in May. And I'm like, wow, that's dangerous. I haven't had any good barbecue in a very long time. Very long time. I could use some good barbecue. Our boy, man, what's my guy's name? He works at Chase Center. He's been wanting to bring barbecue here for the longest time. You know who I'm talking about. I always see you in the media center. I always see you walking around.
Ah. So, Paso Robles, take 101 all the way down. And yes, it is on your way to San Luis Obispo.
So it's a bit of a drive.
Yeah.
Can we take a private jet there?
Hey, Paso Robles, there's a lot of farms and stuff out there.
Yeah, there is.
If you were courting LeBron, would you start with Paso Robles? It's a joke.
I got another text from a Laker fan. Our boy Lee Hubbard. I am a Laker fan. It's not the LeBron era. Too prissy and pretentious. Great
Lee,
player.
Lee's
too
a
much
Laker
stuff
fan?
Is, but too much stuff is going on around him. The aura. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. We want them problems. By the way, good morning to everybody out there. Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. Shout out to YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. Wait, we're on Twitter too now? Oh, that's dangerous. Let's not look at those comments. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. And you can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages. We have added the QR code on both pages. Shout out to the Xfinity Mobile Text Line. By the way, Spinoni trying to send me a tweet last night. When they did challenge that AD play, there was three different fouls on that play.
Yeah.
The body, the hack, contact. The body again, and they call it minimal contact. I mean, Jokic got balled there. And I don't know if you heard Mike Malone after the game. He goes, yeah, Jokic had a great game. Went 0-for-0 from the free throw line. Basically mocking the referee saying, how does my big not get fouled to get one free throw attempt? Well, you know what time it was.
Just didn't want it as much. That's what really did the Lakers in. If they just made their free throws, they won the game. They couldn't do that. It's tough. Spencer Dinwiddie.
Or D'Lo, like, you know, pretends to show up.
Well, he's checked out. Did you not see the last game where he was on the bench on the side? He's done. He's gone. Maybe he'll be a Warrior.
We've gone down that road before.
Yeah, I'm cool off him.
Hey, it worked out in the end.
Yeah, we got a championship at Kuminga and Wiggins. And what did he last 4 months with the Warriors?
Yeah. It was a fun game.
Well, that was a time.
It's always a fun game.
Let's go to Shasky's favorite guest, Brian Apollo Hotel.
Ooh, BPA.
Hey, we let him out. We let you out on parole, BPA. Hey,
raise
we
the intelligence
you,
of this
we,
show.
We let you out of parole. We let you, you know, you're good. You're good. Be good today.
Thank you. I'm staying calm and control and reasonable. So look, the narrative sort of coming out on sort of the Warriors' stance, I don't know how accurate it is, by the way, but like it's coming from people that like claim to be Warriors insiders. It's sort of like, it's over. Let's just kind of run back the nostalgia play and not embarrass ourselves, right? That's literally been written by Kawakami and others, that's the new strategy. That's the new light year strategy. Let's not embarrass ourselves. And so I think it'd be a good idea for Lake Up to come out, you know, and state what the plan is or the mission, because that does not sound like him. I can't imagine that Joe Lake Up is saying, let's quit and just not, you know, fall on our face and embarrass ourselves, right? And let's die with dignity. I can't imagine that. And so I looked at, like, their cap position, and, like, if you take CP3 and Looney out, neither of which are guaranteed contracts, they don't have to pay them a dime, as far as I know. They only have $132 million committed from a cap standpoint next year, right?
If Clay walks, yes.
Yes. Okay, got it. But, like, you know, I think the first apron's 172, the second apron's 190. They're in a lot better position than any other contending team from a cap standpoint. They do have assets. They do have draft picks. Like, there's a lot of optionality on the table, and I don't think setting a message of, we quit, let's die with dignity, is a great strategy for them. And it's, you know, that's the creeping assumption. Well, and so I think it would be a good idea to say, hey, like, I mean, did they even have, on a good team, did they even have a third option last year?
Nah.
Like, I guess maybe Kuminga's a third, Clay's a fourth. And so, like, just could we try and get him a second option? And, like, it's very possible that you could.
Could you get Giannis? You believe they could get Giannis?
I don't know. Like, obviously, like, that would, to me, Giannis is ideal, right? Because Giannis can just, you know, like, if they're going to go out and extend Steph and put two and three guys on him, Giannis will absolutely punish people for doing that, right? And so, all those options, LeBron, KD, they're all infinitely better than what we had, right? Yeah.
Listen, BPA, I can guarantee you this, BPA. Look, as the Warriors, their goal, obviously, is to slash a little payroll and try to get under that tax in the first and second apron. If there's a deal on the table to make the Warriors better and get the Warriors back in contention, Joe Lacob will make the deal. At the end of the day, Joe Lacob wants to win. Best believe that, so don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. Whatever you read, whatever you hear, I can guarantee you this. I'll put my bottom dollar on this one, Shasky. Joe Lacob, if there's a move out there to be made, he will make it. To try to make this team better.
The
goal is to win. Win, 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 win. Like J-Rock. Win, 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 win. Joe Lacob wants to win.
I don't think, whatever, I know there's people that are writing certain things and they may have some information or whatever. I'm just going off the track record of the team. I don't think staying stagnant is something that they're going to do.
No.
I don't think rolling it back and dying with dignity or whatever phrase BPA was alluding to. And I'm not mad at BPA because I get it. I read the same things he's reading, right. And I'm kind of roll my eyes at some of that stuff. That's just not how they operate. No. That's not how they operate. And I think this last year was the nostalgia tour to see if they could grasp it, and they earned the right to run it back. And they've only lost one time in the Western Conference to that point. And well, now it's two times. You know, you've been fully healthy two times, and you're older. They know. The Warriors aren't dumb. Now, it takes two to tango. There might not be a trade out there that they can execute. There just might not be something out there. Whoa. Now, that's a totally different conversation. And if that's the case, you know, you and I have kind of kicked this around, and like, that's where maybe, you know, shredding for the wedding might come up. Meaning, like, let's lose some LBs.
Wow. I could use a few. I could do that as well. Use a few more LBs. But you know what? That leads me to Kuminga.
Okay.
Because I'm watching Anthony Edwards at 22 years old. Wimby's coming. All right. The Thunder are all 25 and under. They're mature. They're balling. Do you believe Kuminga can have that type of impact next year on a playoff team?
No.
And if you don't believe that, then you're obviously willing to trade him, one of your young assets, to try to get better. That's it. Because when I'm watching these playoffs, and I'm watching Brunson and the Knicks, and I know he's a little older and he's got a lot more seasoning. Obviously played at Villanova and played with the Mavericks, going to a Western Conference final. Now he's a Knicks lead dog. But I'm watching Anthony Edwards, and I'm watching the young T-Wolves. And then I'm watching Booker, who's still a young player. I'm watching, you know, OKC do their thing. And you got Luka Doncic in Dallas. And you got De'Aaron Fox up there in Sacramento. Is Kuminga ready to take that leap to where he could be a second or third option on a legit playoff team?
So like, I don't think it's fair to compare any of the young players to Anthony Edwards, because I think he's significantly higher. But
I don't want to do that. No, but he's only 22 years old, and Kuminga's 21.
Yeah, but that's like saying, hey, if I have a young center and he's nowhere near Victor Wembanyama.
I hear all that. But that's what it's going to take. What it's going to take to compete in the Western Conference that next jump.
That's just not how I'm doing the calculus, and how I'm doing the calculus.
I'm just asking, can Kuminga take that next leap? If you empowered him on the team, like the T-Wolves have empowered Anthony Edwards, can he make that leap to be an impact player in a 7-game series?
No.
Like these young guys are.
No, but it's interesting that you're phrasing it that way, but I'm coming to the same conclusion phrasing it this way. I have to pay him $30 million. Like, I'm not ready to pay him $30 million. I don't think he's earned $30 million, and I don't think I'm comfortable with giving him a $30 million multi-year deal moving forward.
So I think
we're both saying the same exact thing.
Because when I think of a young player like Anthony Edwards, I
can't pay him enough.
I'm not looking at it financially, because the financials will take care of itself.
Yeah, but you have to make that decision before October 20th.
No doubt, but that's part of the decision, is can he make that leap? Because if he could make that leap, if your answer was, yes, he can have an impact like those young players right now in the playoffs. Yeah. Then the $30 million is like, it's a no-brainer. It's like, yeah, go ahead, give him the $30 million, because I'm banking on him to be an impact player deep into the playoffs in a 7-game series. And if it's not the case, because I don't think he's there yet either. Anthony Edwards, to me, is one of the best two-way players in basketball. You threw out Wimby yesterday.
Anthony Edwards is special. We agree.
SGA is an MVP candidate.
He might be the gold standard at shooting guard for the next decade.
So, you know, when we think about Kuminga, what he needs to work on, well, what does he do well? He gets to the free throw line. He goes to the cup. He could dunk on your head. He can be possibly one of the best two-way players in this league one day because of his athleticism. But he's got to play more. He's still raw. He's got to, you know, work through
his
mistakes. He's got to dribble better.
His defensive instincts aren't anywhere near Anthony Edwards.
Not even close right now.
Yeah.
Not even close.
I just think it's unfair to compare all these young guys.
I'm not trying to compare him.
But what I'm saying is, if we're talking about the Warriors. Yeah.
And we have a Kuminga. Do we believe Kuminga? Because a lot of people claim, hey, let Kuminga play. Hey, Kuminga had a very good season. Very good season. You know, we averaged 20 from January 5th.
Look, I want to keep him, but Bonte, like, he's your best trade piece in terms of stapling him to something that's undesirable. Their assets. I was listening to people talk about their assets. Like, their assets are flexibility.
They have flexibility.
They don't have, like, Zion's an asset because everyone in the league would take him, and you get a zillion, you know, draft picks for him. To me, Kuminga's a sweetener. That's the way I look at it. You have a deal, and you staple Kuminga to the deal to sweeten the package to have someone accept.
So I'm looking at Kuminga's 20 a game. I'm looking at his impact offensively, what he could do offensively. Can he create for others? Needs to work on that. Can he rebound? Well, he got better at rebounding. Can he be a really good defender? On-ball defender? I think he's solid as an all-ball defender. Got to get better weak side when you got to switch and communicate, drop, and play drop coverage. He's still, there's a lot of work that needs to be done there. But I'm saying, that's where it comes to, what do you do if you're going to go to State Warriors? Do you actually have to package Kuminga to get better?
Yes.
You may have to.
I think you have
to. You may have to.
I'm coming to that conclusion.
I'm the biggest Kuminga fan out there. I don't want to trade him.
But I think it's...
But you want to maximize Stephen, because this is what it's about. You have to maximize the best player in your franchise's history, Stephen Curry. How do you build a team around Stephen Curry that catapult him back to... Now, he may never be back in that championship window with this team or with this organization.
Just get into the top five.
And you may have a shot there.
That's what I'm saying.
You may have a shot there. And I know points everything about Kuminga, but it's everything, the potential of Kuminga to becoming a great defender, to becoming a great player, to becoming a very good two-way player, to becoming an all-star. How long do we have to wait for that? And that's why I was just asking the question. And we're coming in without the financials. I'm looking at it from just strictly basketball.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at these young players right now playing in these playoffs. And I'm saying, boy, can Kuminga do that? Can Kuminga be that impactful? I think for games he can, for stretches he can, but consistently, I don't know yet.
How many teams right now in the league are taking Anthony Edwards as their franchise player?
Oh, there's a lot.
20?
But when I'm looking at these teams, though.
Franchise player.
I'm looking at these teams, though. When you look at Denver, right? Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, obviously Jokic, yeah. KCP. You look at OKC and all their length. We haven't even talked about Jalen Williams, Josh Giddey. You got Chet, obviously. You got Lou Dort, the Dortchel Chamber, who's shutting down everybody. All right? You got the Mavericks with their length and their young assets and their young centers. And then, of course, you got Kyrie and Luka. And then you got Minnesota and all their length and all their size.
Paul George
and all their and athleticism. Clippers. The Clippers have, they have size. I'm not sure if they're the most athletic now, but they definitely have
Paul
length.
George.
Zubac is a very, you got to guard him, too. That's why I'm hesitant to move Kuminga, because he's one of my guys who could play, who's long on the wings.
Yes, you trade Kuminga, if you keep him, again, you have to pay him.
But no doubt. But if you trade him, you best get some size and some length.
That I agree with.
You can't get smaller. You can't get older and unathletic.
But this is kind of like right now, it feels like a fork in the road situation for the Warriors. It's either we're shredding for the wedding, as in us trying to marry ourselves to another young player down the line, or we're doubling down on old and we're gutting everything to get one other significant player and then retinker the rest of the roster on the fly. Yep. Like to me, it's one or the other. Standing stagnant is not an option. It's just not.
I think we both agree with that.
It's Steph and a bunch of young guys and we hollow it out, or it's one last ride with Steph and one of these random guys that we think can be a 1A, 1B type of a player. And I don't think a Lauri Markkanen or a Miles Turner or a DeJounte, even Brandon Ingram, Zach, I don't think they're doing it. I don't even think KD's doing it. And I would love to get KD to come back.
But it's a
I don't
start.
Think he's
but,
good enough anymore.
But it's a start. But also, you realize, you know, these playoffs, yeah, you need your two stars, but you need the perfect pieces around them.
Yeah, the ancillaries.
You need your two-way players.
Yes.
You need your three-point shooters. You need your lockdown. Like Jaden McDaniels from Minnesota. The way he defended Booker in that series, unbelievable. Like, McDaniels against Jamal Murray, covering him in this next series against the Denver Nuggets, I'm very intrigued. But they also have Nikhil Walker Alexander. You know, you got slow-mo, Kyle Anderson, who's long.
I like slow-mo.
Long. He's 6'9", and he can control the ball.
He gets a lot of timely rebounds.
Not to mention Naz Reid, who can step out and hit the three,
and
six men of the year.
Blow
by you and dunk on your head, and then play defense. So that's why I would be hesitant to trade Kuminga, because I'm like, man, well, if I do that, I'm probably losing Chris Paul. I don't think anybody thinks Chris Paul is staying around. Klay Thompson, who the hell knows what he does?
It feels like you're losing Chris Paul for nothing.
Probably.
Which means that Jordan Poole trade and the development of him netted you nothing.
Maybe you pick up the option and then trade him. I don't know what you can do there.
I don't know what you can do there.
We're talking about the Warriors offseason, gentlemen. Slide this in real quick. Brian Windhorst, obviously tied to LeBron throughout his entire career, on with Get Up this morning. Quote, I think LeBron intends to opt out of his contract and become a free agent for the first time since 2018. So, Windy there, probably going to opt out. Shams Charania reporting of The Athletic, saying that LeBron is looking to play two more years in the NBA and that the Lakers are very interested in drafting LeBron, Bronny James, LeBron James's son, if that means LeBron stays a Laker. They're also willing to give him whatever money and contract length he wants.
A team to watch for LeBron James. Now, I'm not going to mention his name. Not going to mention his name because I know he's tapped in. But watch out for the Dallas Mavericks when it comes to LeBron James.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Jay Kidd, he respects a hell of Jason Kidd.
Hmm.
Team USA, another chance to play with Kyrie. There was rumors about them.
Kidd was the assistant coach when they won the chip for the Lakers.
Yep, he was. Sure was. Good call. Good call. Kyrie's there. They've got the log. They've made up for each other. Luka would be interesting with LeBron.
Coffee grinds went down my throat. Yeah, it's not good.
Why are you probably, it's all good.
I'm over here dying on air on YouTube.
It's all good. I could talk.
Man, LeBron and Luka, imagine those complaints to the ref.
Somebody can
Shask. Luka.
Shasky just saw that Yaz was bad at cleanup, so he choked on a coffee cart.
Choking like Wiggins.
He just saw that Clippers trailer. He's doing his best Doc Rivers impression right there.
Oof. Last game for him today in Milwaukee, huh? Last game for him. So there's going to be a lot of movement.
Is Doc done? Are we done with Doc? Are we done going down that rabbit hole?
Think about that. I'm just thinking about Kuminga and Moody.
What is there to think about?
It's just... They just completed their third years in the NBA, third seasons, and they got drafted to a championship core, which isn't easy at all. And it's not easy to get playing time. If Kuminga got playing time, and we still don't know who Moses Moody is as an NBA player. I think we have an idea who he is, but really don't know.
It would be ironic, almost sweet poetry, if they, like, play this game with me. They get LeBron, they draft Bronny in the second round, and he plays more minutes in his first year than Kuminga did in any of his years, or Moody did in any. That would be funny.
That's wild. Steve Kerr, he wants to see if JK could be a three. Can he be a, you know, can he, you know, pick and pop? Can he shoot? Can he get the release quicker? I don't know what to do here, but it sounds like I'm with you here. I think we all agree. Every member of Dub Nation, whether you're working media or whether you cover the team, whether you're a fan, changes have to be made with the Golden State Warriors. After watching these playoffs and sitting back, not having a dog in a fight, changes must be made. Let's go to Adam and Arenda real quick before we get to Jermaine Wiggins here on WEEI, or from WEEI. We'll get Jermaine Wiggins here on 95.7 The Game. Adam and Arenda, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Just a very quick comment. Steve Kerr has mentioned multiple times that Kuminga is not going to start as long as Draymond is on the floor. So the question is, are we really going to max out a non-starter? Thank you.
It wouldn't be a max technically, but this kind of goes back to the financial components. Like, and this, again, we go back to the Draymond contract, and you know, you like having Draymond on, but you know, his contract has created some difficult rotations, some difficult financial decisions, and it limits and makes it very difficult to field the appropriate team around him, and then the other guys that you already had in place get stymied because of his presence.
No. Let's play it right now. Brian Windhorst on the idea that LeBron and the Warriors could actually team up.
What do you think of that idea? LeBron and Steph Curry teaming up like the Avengers.
Well, you and I are in the interesting business, Greeny, and that is hella interesting. So whether they're going to be able to fill all the holes on the Lakers roster or not, that seems unlikely that they're going to be able to sign the amount of players and amount of talent they need to contend with a team that swept them in back-to-back years. I do think that whether it's Golden State or somewhere else, if LeBron James is still chasing championships, it doesn't seem like it's going to happen in LA. And he, while he's not good enough, I would say, to be like the number one player on a championship quality team, he's still incredibly productive. So yeah, I mean, I'd love to see him up there. I'd love to see him anywhere where he could find his way back in the NBA Finals.
Wendy, what are the chances?
Go, LeBron. Wendy, go.
LeBron.
LeBron's contract for next year for the Lakers, if he opts in, calls for $51 million.
Right.
If he opts out, he is looking for contracts in that range. The Warriors have nothing like that. These other teams, like whatever you want to get on the board, whether you want to say team X, team Y, remember, $50 million per year, multiple years, the Lakers can give him. The idea of LeBron going to play for another team for $10 million mid-level exception, or in the case of a taxpaying team, $6 million. Even if you're going to cook up some scheme on a sign-and-trade contract, the Lakers would have to approve of that. Before you enter fantasy land, don't forget about the salary. The salary is important. I know LeBron's made a lot of money. He wants to buy an NBA team. You don't buy an NBA team leaving $50 million on the table.
It's windy. Windy. Let's get to Jermaine Wiggins on the other side. We'll replay that. We'll react to that. But that's windy. I just don't see LeBron coming to the Warriors. Don't see it happening. But it's going to be a lot of rumors here. It is Lions season in the NBA. Let's get to Jermaine Wiggins from WEEI. We'll talk a little Red Sox. We'll talk a little Celtics. Talk about the Patriots. Everything with Jermaine Wiggins here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game. That will be brought to you by the Order of Malta Clinic.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.